started. Tonight, we have a young lady that I met through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She's a student at Center Middle School, Ms. Cheyenne Nicholson, going to open us up in prayer. Cheyenne.
Reverend Father.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Welcome everybody to the November 25th meeting of the Center City Council. We're in session now. The first item on the agenda is the roll call. Everybody's present tonight. Third item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October the 28th. Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. Motion carries. Ms. Teresa Hogan invited everyone to the Women's Club Weiss Lake tour of homes. What was it? December the 7th. Everybody remember that? Support them. The fifth item on the agenda is the appointment of the city clerk. My recommendation is Ms. Sherry Chandler. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to appoint Sherry Chandler as the city clerk.
Abstain.
I second.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
Okay.
All resolutions.
All right, roll call on the resolution.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Yes.
The vote carries. Ms. Sherry Chandler is appointed the city clerk. Sixth item on the agenda is appointment of the police, the chief of police. My recommendation is Mr. Kurt Blankenship. Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion is second. Roll call vote.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'll give a second.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Vote carries. Congratulations. Police chief. The seventh item on the agenda is the resolution to appoint the city attorney. My recommendation is Mr. Pat Tate. Entertain a motion.
Motion to appoint Pat Tate as city attorney.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Mr. Pat Tate will remain as the city attorney. Eighth item on the agenda is a resolution to appoint a city municipal judge. My recommendation is Mr. Bill Hawkins. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Vote carries. Mr. Hawkins will be our city judge. Ninth item on the agenda is appointment of the city public defender. My recommendation is Mr. Richard Couch. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Oh,
no, I'll second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Mr. Richard Couch is the city public defender. Item number 10 on the resolution is an appointment, is two appointments to the DeKalb Cherokee Gas Board members. I'll entertain nominations.
I nominate the mayor, Jay Howe.
I nominate Councilman Don Cotton.
That would have to be voted separate.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Any other nominations?
I would like to continue serving on the board. I've been employed there for 30 years. I've been on the board for 17. I built a free building this last term, got the judicial building. If I had not been on there, I would have received it. Also, I give a good bit of money donated to the city, and I feel like I'm very valuable on that board, and I'd like to be reappointed.
Go one by one, do it. Hopefully, you better than I do. We have a motion on the floor, by law.
Yeah.
So we need a second.
Second.
On the mayor.
On the mayor, on J.B.
Okay, now a roll call vote for the mayor.
Roll call vote.
For the mayor.
On the mayor.
I have to abstain.
Yes.
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 The mayor on the board. So the next one is you nominated. Did you make the motion to nominate Don Cochran? This is the next council member. That would be Don Cochran. So we have a motion.
Entertain a motion.
Need a second.
I'll second.
For Don Cochran. Is that correct? Now roll call vote.
Roll call.
Cochran.
Abstain.
Yes.
Don abstain.
Yes.
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 There's two places.
See, we need a motion.
Councilmember Philip Roberts to serve on the board, VC Gas.
We need a motion for Philip Roberts on VC Gas.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's voting.
We need a motion in a second. If you're not receiving one, then it just dies. It dies for lack of nomination.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we have Mayor Howell and Don Cochran. Councilmember Don Cochran, the two members who serve on the chapter DDS board.
Number 11 is approved payment of routine bills such as utilities, payroll, payroll taxes, insurance, and court reports effective November 2nd, 2025. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second?
For you, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Not any. Passes. This is a policy for spending, item number 12. At the present time, each committee chairman can spend $500. Each committee chairman can spend $1,500 with approval of the mayor and another council member.
And I want to clarify, this is if it's budgeted. No, I meant if the item, if their spend is budgeted, it doesn't have to be budgeted.
A lot of times, something happens during the week of the month, and you have to order something and buy something.
Okay.
It needs quick approval.
All right, thanks for clarifying. I make a motion to pass the current spending, or to renew and continue the current spending policy.
Well, we got a motion.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Passes. Number 13 is to renew the contract with Avenue Insights for the collection and discovery recovery. We discussed that in the work session. Is everybody good with the discussion? If so, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion. I make a motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Passes. 14th item is renew the contract with Avenue Insights for the collection of alcohol, beer, and wine taxes. Entertain a motion. Both of those are three-year contracts.
Motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Passes. We need to discuss the award banquet and for the city employees. And the menu will be steak, baked potatoes, salad, and dessert.
Do we have to pass it?
Okay, we have to make a motion.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All four, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. It passes. Number 16. Number 16 is the once-a-year seasonal pay adjustment. The 2025 guidelines will be 1,000 to full-time employees with 10 years or over in service, $600 to full-time employees with less than 10 years service, $300 to part-time employees, and 300 to volunteer fire. And it's 200 to call in help, but we don't have any call in help at this time.
Motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. It passes. Number 17 is discuss Christmas on Main. Jimmy, that's your committee.
Thank you, sir. So I had hoped Cindy would be here, and she's here, so I'm going to ask her if she'll come up. The one thing that she's wasn't for sure of, and neither was I, and it's not on the expense list, is our snow jeep. And from what I understand, it was $800 last year, so that's not in the budget, if someone wants to address that. And I'm going to ask Miss Cindy if she will clarify and inform you guys of what she has planned. She's done a pretty good job at it, too, I can tell you that. I've had 3 weeks, so she's been working on it quite some time.
We have in place a pony ride for kids. We have in place a carriage ride, thank goodness he called me back. I have not heard yet back from the Cowboy Church about whether or not they're going to do the live nativity scene. I dropped a message. Family never had emergency surgery, so I've been kind of a little preoccupied. We still don't have a Santa, and I don't really have any contacts in that area, so if any of you guys do, let us know. And then you've already got the, you've talked to Joey, and we've got the sound system set up, correct?
That's correct.
And possibility for some entertainment in terms of music. So I've talked to Sherry's Bakery, she's going to do the cookies again. Our church covers that, that's just kind of our gift. And so from my standpoint, the expenses right now are at $1,100, the carriage ride is $600, the pony ride is $450. So the snow juice, I wasn't anywhere in that particular decision making in terms of how much it cost. So I just really love the snow.
Jenny, I make a motion that we have a budget of a maximum $2,000 budget for, since once you add in the snow juice, is going to get up there for Christmas on May.
We've already purchased the snow juice.
Well, just so that
they're
spending on that event.
We've already purchased that, just to make it clear.
We do have a special events in the budget, which includes Christmas parade, candy hunt, fall festival, so I think that would fall into that.
Yeah, it would be in that budget, but I just thought because it's above 1,500 that we had to approve it. Is that correct?
I guess.
Yeah, that's why I was making the motion, because it's more than $1,500. So I make a motion that we do not spend more than $2,000 on Christmas on May. That we are allowed to spend up to $2,000 on Christmas on May.
Can you state the time and date, please?
Yes, absolutely.
December 18th, 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
And that's what's
going to be. It's late, huh?
Does someone want to second?
Yes, I'll second that. Yes. Yes, please. I know my family really enjoyed that snow last year. One of them came home wanting more snow, and it went snowing at her house. So she enjoyed that.
Because we could not get the sled that we had used for a photo op, we are looking at maybe potentially putting up some Christmas trees at that corner by Bushland Pet. Because I had asked my person who volunteered last year how much traffic the sled actually had for the photo ops, and she said there was quite a bit. So I said, well, you know, if we need to, we'll just throw up some Christmas trees right there to have another photo op in place of the sled. Get the sled on the creature.
We've got a motion.
Second.
All in favor of $2,000 for Christmas on Main, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Opposed, passes. Thank you, Miss Cindy.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Miss Cindy.
All right. Awesome.
Well, before we go, I just want to just remind everybody about the Christmas parade.
Oh, yes, we want to attend our Christmas parade. We've had several applications. Miss Melissa's been on top of that, so
if you know people that wants to be in it, we certainly want to be in it. It's
the theme is a small town, a magical small town Christmas. That's December the 4th at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes,
number 18 is Arts and Parks. You'll find in the packet a bill for $3,000 for Chad Steve arranging and doing the arts in the park. I'll entertain a motion to pay the $3,000 to Chad Steve.
I make a motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye. Opposed, like sign. Number 19. Man, we got a lot of them. I'm getting winded. Number 19, the person, 14 new Glocks and 14 new holsters for the police department. Total is $9,494.06, and it is a budgeted item.
Make that motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. It passes. Wow, that's the end. Yeah, that was long. thank y'all for being patient with us. The mayor's comment, I just want to thank the police and fire department for last Saturday, what y'all did. That says a lot about our community. And if you would, how many people did we serve?
It was around 300, 290 plates we served. Delivered 11 different places, but it was about 50 plates that we delivered.
So when you hear folks say the policemen are bad people, remember what they do. And the fire department was involved. Really, thank y'all. That means a lot that y'all did that. We had Arts in the Park a few weeks ago. That was a good event. Everybody enjoyed. Don't forget the Christmas parade on December the 4th. Get with Jimmy or get a thing. We want as many floats and many entries in it as we can get. And of course, Arts and Christmas on Main, December the 18th from 6 to 8. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Everybody has something to be thankful for. And that's all I've got. Phil?
I just want to thank all of our employees for the great job that they did. Thank you all very much.
I want to say thank you to the employees as well. And the young lady that did the prayer earlier, I want to say that was awesome. Jay, you did a fine job, and we got to hear her testimony at the FCA last year, and you're so talented, and thank you for sharing again. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I'd like to say thank all the employees for everything they did, the fire department and the police department, what they've done. Reg department, they've been doing an outstanding job. All of our departments are really doing good, and happy Thanksgiving, and that's all.
Now, I was just going to say happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all that are here and to the city employees, department heads, city attorney, city clerk, and please encourage everybody to come out to our events, to Christmas on Main on December 18th and the Christmas parade first on December the 4th.
I just want to echo the other council members and say thank you to all the employees and happy Thanksgiving. And like Sid was saying, James is doing an outstanding job on Parks and Recs, and I'm hearing a lot of good things, and I'm excited.
I will say thank you to all the employees. Thank you for everything you do. Thanks to the mayor and council. I look forward to working with this group. I think we're going to get a lot of great things done for the city. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
So I've never been afraid of the microphone because it helps my voice. So I'm appreciative of that microphone. Also, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I want to say thank you to Miss Sherry, Melissa, and Miss Paula.
They are all here. You need something, they are all here.
And I'll leave you with this. One cannot help everyone, but everyone can help someone. With that, I make a move that we adjourn the meeting.